Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Doing the Thing podcast. I'm Jason Madden. As always, I'm joined by Phil Macko. How's it going today, man?
Oh, outstanding. It's a great day. Today is my wedding anniversary and my wife's birthday. And here I am doing a little bit of work, but she's out tending to the garden and we have some dinner plans. So it couldn't be a better day.
Awesome. Awesome. That is a great day right there. 6 years, right?
6 years. Yeah.
Congratulations, my friend. Congratulations. Well, that means we need to do a brief episode. And what we want to talk about today is, you know, we're circling back into franchising and talking about what that looks like and how you evaluate brands and how you just kind of go on that education and discovery journey to find out things that can really match your income, lifestyle, wealth, and equity goals. Well, those that work with us, they go through certain milestones in our coaching process in that evaluation, that U 2.0 evaluation. And sometimes it culminates before they, you know, it culminates to becoming business owners. Before that, you want to meet that team. You want to meet the team that's going to support you. So a lot of capstone events in most franchises are meet the team day or discovery days. And we want to talk a little bit about what that looks like and how you get the most out of those days.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is really meant for those clients we're working with that have the opportunity and have been invited, and also those that are beginning their discovery with us to know kind of where it leads. And the opportunity that you have is, and it's an exciting one, right? You get a peek under the tent. You get to see the actual operation. You get to meet the visionaries behind the brand and learn from them how they're going to grow and how they support you. And you might be working with a development person in early conversations, but when you get to meet the team, you're meeting the actual folks that are going to support you if you were to be in a business of your own. So it's an important day. But that being said, don't let it freak you out. Right. Don't put pressure on yourself. Attend, have fun, be engaged, think of the questions that you have and what you want to learn and take away. And I'll tell you what, if you do, you're going to have a good time and you're going to learn some things. And there's never harm in that.
No, there's not. And alternatively, you know, I wouldn't want you to think of it like it's a sales experience either. I've had some clients in the past, like, oh, they're going to put the dog and pony show on for me. It's like, no, that's not it. You know, they do a lot for these discovery days, you know, admittedly, yes, but they want to make a good impression, but you need to make a good impression as well. Because in our industry with who we work with, they're not out there to sell franchises. They're not out there just to churn and burn with new franchisees. They're evaluating you as an important member of the team as well. So you really want to show up accordingly. And some of these are, you know, virtual and online, and some of them can be actually in person, which is, you know, becoming more of a trend again, since we're out of the last couple of years where we've been kind of stuck at home and everything. We're doing more of those in-person types events. So what does that mean to you, Phil, like showing up?
Showing up, yeah. I think that that's super important, because imagine if you were, you know, going through the final interview phase for a job that you're applying for, and now you're going to sit down with the CEO. You're going to want to dress for success. You're going to want to have some enthusiasm about the conversation, because we work in the intersection of career and investment, right? So you're investing in yourself. And you're evaluating the ability for a vehicle to accomplish not just your income goals, thinking about the traditional W-2 wage, but can a brand build equity for you? Does it have scalability? And how do the moving pieces that you're learning about support that kind of growth, right? And that should be exciting for you. That should be that opening up of a Christmas gift on Christmas Day kind of feeling that you get. And that's how I think you prepare yourself, imagining it's an important interview. And yeah, you touched on something important, Jason. People don't buy franchises. And, you know, sometimes folks we talk to will say, well, like, you know, yeah, maybe it's going to be a dog and pony show. Their interest is not in convincing you and joining their brand. Their interest is in knowing if you would be successful in their brand and how they might support you in that success. And if their read after discovery day is, I'm not sure this person can succeed in our model, they're doing you a favor by calling that out, right?
Yeah, you and I have both had clients that were not awarded franchises after going to a discovery date. Highly qualified out at that, highly qualified folks, but they just did not possess that specific maybe enthusiasm, maybe it was skills. You know, it could be a number of things that would have caused that to happen. And you know, and they, like you said, it did them a favor because hey, we're just not a right fit at this time. You know, maybe we need to reposition and look at something a little bit different that's a better fit for you.
Yeah, and it's interesting too. I had a husband and wife team I've been working with attend two different discovery days because they were interested in both concepts and they really wanted to get through that full operational exposure opportunity that Meet the Team presents them. Boy, what a difference between the two concepts. The first one that they went to was hesitant to disclose what you get in your initial package. How they scale and grow, what the it was in a construction focused kind of opportunity and with rental products, even getting down to what the average rental fees were, the brand was hesitant to disclose any of those things. And those aren't financial disclosures that require item 19. They're just simply day in the life business kinds of financial
They're
benchmark,
variable. They're
right?
so variable.
And the second Meet the Team they went to, the brand just opened up the hood and let people play around in the engine. And every question that was asked was answered and answered effectively. You know, comparing those two experiences, my client said, I now know what to look for in a great concept. And, you know, I'm excited for them because it looks like they'll be moving forward in that particular concept as well. And that Meet the Team gives you the opportunity to really test the waters of validity of a brand. And you want to look for credibility, a strong board of governance, the vision towards growth into the future, all those things you get a view for. How cool is that?
That's very cool. That is very cool. That's a great opportunity, you know, regardless of whether or not you go into that brand, you know, you're going to come out there that much more experienced and with that much more knowledge and tools for your tool belt.
Yep.
So what else should we be looking at and what should we prepare for coming into one of these?
Yeah, you know, I think again, going back to the roots of why you started exploring franchising and business ownership, what were those goals that you looked to accomplish, right? And sometimes it's building wealth, sometimes it's in securities and the job market, whatever those things may be, we've worked with you to create kind of a checklist of all those goals you want to accomplish. And we did that early on in usually our meeting where we cover the U2.0 and DISC. I think you want to go back to the roots of those things because you've already looked at the financials by way of the franchise disclosure document. You've probably built a pro forma. Maybe they provided you one. Maybe you built one on your own. So you have a sense financially of how the brand will perform. You've met with other people doing the business and found out how they're performing as well. So you have a good understanding of the bones of the business, the technology, infrastructure, support, financial performance. You have all those things in play. Now it comes back to, does it meet the other intangibles? Is it the kind of environment that you look for? And the DISC report will identify that, and we validated that with you. Does it tick the boxes for those goals that you have? And I think when you come into Meet the Team or Discovery Day, now that you've gotten all the other things out of the way, let's get back to those goals again. And let's see, based on what you hear in this meeting, does it have those intangibles potentials that you're looking for as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, back to that disc, I mean, is it really playing towards your strengths? Are those weaknesses, do you have some weaknesses that you might find in the everyday course of that business? And can you train through them? Can you overcome them? But really importantly, I like the energizers and stressors. You know, are the energizers going to be more than the stressors coming into this? Are you going to be able to wake up every day excited about this business? Because we want, we're creating something here. We're not just, buying ourselves a job. We want to have that lifestyle out of it too, because that is a goal for a lot of people that I work with is, hey, I can make money. I could do this. I've got investments and things like that, but I just don't like working for people and I want to have my lifestyle back and I don't want to play that corporate game anymore. Can that provide that for you?
Yeah, 100%. And I think as you, approach the Meet the Team Day, number one, you wouldn't have been invited if the person that you're working with, the development representative that you've been talking to, if they didn't see possibilities for you, if they didn't see a mutual fit and your ability to be successful in the model, long before being invited to meet the team, there would have been some of these conversations, either with us as your coaches or the development person or a combination of both. So the fact that you've been invited speaks well to how the brand perceives you based on all the meetings you've had. And again, it's kind of contrary thinking when you think, well, of course they do because they want me to buy a franchise. Well, they don't want you to buy a franchise. It hurts the brand if you're not successful. It hurts the reputation. It hurts the financial performance. It hurts the benchmarking that's provided that legally must be every year in the FDD. And plus that, we're all human beings. We want to see people succeed and we don't want to see people make mistakes.
Absolutely.
So again, if you've been invited, I mean, that's saying a lot about your potentials in the business and folks recognizing that.
Absolutely. And like back to success, a franchise brand doesn't make money off of unsuccessful franchisees. They can't grow if you're not successful. They actually lose money. A big misconception is that initial fee, that franchise license fee that you pay before coming in, that goes to manpower. That goes to getting you set up as a business owner. They're not making money off of that. Nor they should. They shouldn't be making money off of that. It's there to, one, give you a license to work under that brand name and under the systems and processes, and of course, tools, technology, and things like that that come along with it. But it's also the expense of that franchisor to make you successful, to get you set up, to get you trained and ready to go. So there's a lot that goes into that. Now, as far as outcomes of Discovery Day, like you really want to be able to have your questions answered. And part of like working with us is workshopping some of those questions before even coming in there. So what are you going to ask the operations guy? What are you going to ask the marketing folks? What are you going to ask, lead generation, whoever that's going to be there, that team? You want to get as many of those questions answered as possible and maybe even learn some from other candidates that are there with you, because they're probably going to come up with some unique questions of their own too. So it's really great to be in it in that kind of a group environment too.
Yeah. And the other thing I'll share is I had a client a few months back that was looking at the Entrepreneur Source amongst several different brands we were talking about. And he said to me, I don't want a cold call. I don't want to do sales. I'm not comfortable doing that, but I love to work with people. I've been a mentor in my career and that's really fulfilling to me. And I had to say to him, well, listen, test that out and ask folks in the Meet the Team event if they feel like you're required to have sales skills. My strong suggestion is you're going to fail if you're a salesperson in this business. If you're not in it to help other people and to open up doors and be a resource, and instead you're thinking about how to quote unquote close things, you're not going to succeed anyways, nor would the organization award you something under
That's
those principles.
That's not how we operate. Absolutely. It's totally contrary to this business. It really is. We've experimented with that and it doesn't work. You have to be there for them. Absolutely.
Yeah. And if you, in a Discovery Day, when you meet the CEO and some of the other folks that are in supporting roles to your business, checking and challenging those things that you would want to see in a brand you'd be affiliated with, and making sure their philosophy, their approach, their belief, their methodologies, and the things you hear from them in that meeting mirror those things that you'd be most proud being involved in, right? That's what you're looking for.
Mirrored values, shared values. You want to see that they kind of have the same kind of headspace as you, and you're kind of seeing eye to eye on things like that. What else? What else? I think that kind of covers
You
it.
know, the final thing I'll say is that eventually decisions are made, right? Eventually you get to the end of a journey and someone's going to say to you, what would you like to do? And it's okay to answer them, I had a great experience. I might be premature. It might be a few months down the road. It's okay to say, you know, after all of this, I don't know that I want to move forward. It's okay to be excited and move forward. All those things are okay. This is discovery, right? And so don't put the pressure on yourself after discovery day to say, oh, now I have to make a decision. Instead, talk about it with Jason and I, and let's talk about, again, getting back to your initial goals and your timelines and what you want to accomplish and where the right fits are for you and what the timeline for those fits may be. Given all of those things, it's more empowering to say, I'm in control of this decision. I can make it when and if I want to, and I can set the circumstances of my own success if and when I choose to. We're giving you permission to do that.
100%, man. Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about you and it's all about what you want to accomplish. And you don't want to be persuaded. You want to actually, willingly go through with it, and that's what it's all about. That's what the franchisor wants as well. They're not there to persuade you and twist your arm to go into business because that doesn't do anybody any good. So I think that's all we have on Discovery Days and Meet the Team Days. I hope you all enjoyed hearing about this. As always, we're here as a resource. Reach out to us if you have any questions or any comments or anything like that. And of course, if you enjoyed that episode and you think others can should hear it, please like and share, all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, Jason. Great session, really energizing, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation in a couple of weeks when you get back.
Likewise, my friend. All right, everybody, have a great one. Bye.